June 18th, 2013. It's about 17:54 hours. This is Ian Laughlin, Sergeant in the Sheriff's Office, attempting to contact. This is hit and run call. Hey, how are you? Hey, I really appreciate you meeting me. Sorry to put you out or anything like that.
No worries.
Here's my ID, just in case you know I'm not some crazy guy. We can stand out of the corner. It shouldn't take too long. My main thing was I wanted to follow up on the, you had made a 911 call on Saturday about a hit and run, and I just kind of, the 911 dispatchers, they get a lot of information, but they don't get so much, so I just wanted to kind of follow up on that. Just kind of go over that, what you were doing and what you saw.
Okay, so I was at the, right by the Regency Theaters, right there on Lakeview and Agoura Road, where actually where that shooting occurred.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my patient, and he was eating in a Chinese restaurant. I was waiting for him in his car. Parked next to me was a white Volkswagen Beetle, or Bug. And I was glancing over, I see this young lady and her friend in the passenger side. And I'm like, oh man, And she's kind of like gauging what she's doing, and then she totally she missed the brake or something, and she just poured it right into the car.
Okay.
And, they had a, oh my gosh, look. And then instead of getting out, they just took off. And I was getting out. Well, they were backing up, and then they were, like, about to take off, and I was like, hey, that's a hit and run. I just got the license plate number, and then they took off.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I took pictures of the damage on the car. I left a note on the person's car, but they never called me. So, I don't know.
Okay, now what you said that car, the driver was just like a girl, female?
Female. She was probably in her teens, late teens, maybe early 20s. I have the... Yeah, it was a dark blue hatchback Toyota or some other kind of import Japanese car. I can say...
Okay. And the other passenger was...
A male, probably the same age, Caucasian, dark brown hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when you were there, did you see any other vehicles associated with that? Like, were they with that person?
No. But there was another person who saw what happened.
Uh-huh.
And before I could get their information, because they said, did you see that too? And I was like, yeah. And they started shaking their head, and they're looking at the damage too. They just like, oh, did you get the number? And I was like, yeah, and they took off too.
Okay. And do you remember about what time that was?
It was the dinner around 8. It happened around 8:30.
Okay. Now, do you remember about seeing any police or anything afterwards in there?
No, I was. They the dispatch told me they were gonna send someone out, and I was confused because when the three deputies showed up, it was for that guy that they shot. And I was like, why are they sending three deputies for a hit and run? But they showed up, then they were chasing that guy. He actually almost hit me.
That guy?
That guy.
So that was my next question. Did you see that part of it?
I saw that guy too.
Okay, now. Tell me about that. What was that?
So I was getting information. I was taking pictures of the damaged car.
Uh-huh.
Suspect was in, it was an Acura Integra. It was gray. Well, it was kind of like blotchy gray and black all over. Hispanic male, roughly in his late 20s, early 30s. Black hair, black light mustache, kind of thinned out. His face is kind of like, it's kind of wide. But yeah, like I was about to write, I heard the engine rev, and I looked, and he missed me. He was going about 40-50 in the parking lot.
Okay.
And I was like, slow down, dude. And then right when he took off, maybe a minute later, Suburban pulled up. Suburban was a male, about his on his phone calling dispatch. He's like, hey, there's this crazy drunk driver, he's driving alongside the street. And described it. Like, I think I'd almost hit me.
Oh, so there was a male, was he a police officer?
No,
okay.
He was a civilian.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he came back again, almost hitting me again.
Were there any police around when
Yeah.
Okay.
The first time, no. Second time, yeah.
Okay, so you were by the Chinese restaurant?
Yes, sir. Lakeview Garden.
And were you on like a sidewalk area, or where were you standing?
I was directly in the parking lot, like on the street. I was taking pictures of that car.
Okay. Of the white, the hit and run victim car?
Yeah.
Before you heard the engine rev, had you seen that vehicle before?
No, I just heard. I heard like a loud, just a car like whizzing by on the street on Agora and also Lakeview. I heard the engine and I recognized it, but no. And I remember seeing it. I was like, it's odd for that car to be in this area.
Okay.
That part of Westlake. So, yeah.
Okay. And now, when you're writing it down and it almost hit you, kind of describe that.
So say that this car right here is the victim vehicle.
Uh-huh.
I was directly behind it. He was this far.
So I'm guessing that's about 2 to 3 feet.
2 to 3 feet. I was just taking the license plate number. Came around this side. Took pictures of the vehicle. Stepped back to go back to my car.
Uh-huh.
And I was sidestepping. I heard the engine rev, and he came by and almost hit me.
But how close or how many feet?
He was like maybe at that line right there.
Okay, so you're standing with your child. So we're say about a foot, within a foot?
Yeah.
And about how fast were you, because he was traveling then?
40.
40?
Yeah.
40,
50.
And at that time, was there any police vehicles around?
At that time, no. The first time, no.
Did you hear any sounds or any, did he say anything?
No. He just looked at me, glared at me, like, I'm going to kill you, kind of look, like... Don't mess me kind of look.
Well, kind of describe that a little more. Was it I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how would you describe that? You say that, he looked like, not messing, like he wanted to fight or something?
Yeah. Like, I was like, who are you kidding, man?
Okay.
I was doing him wrong by standing in the road, But yeah, that look of just like, that aggression look,
Okay.
He wanted to fight me.
And,
The second time around, when the deputies are chasing him, there were two other cars, but one was a Suburban I told you that pulled over earlier to call the dispatch, and there was another car, just another bystander, and they were in the way. And when I saw deputies on both sides of the center, I told them to get out of the way, just get out of the way. At that time, too, he looked at me again, dude, I'm gonna cause me a lot of problems, kind of look.
Okay, so you take that as kind of another aggressive scare?
Yeah, a lot of aggressive stuff, against me.
Now, did you know, you said there was deputies, so how many units would you say there were?
At the first, there were two units.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they have any lights or sirens on?
At first, no. But when he gunned out of the parking lot the second time,
uh-huh,
and they're chasing him, yes.
Okay. And after that, what do you remember happening?
Oh, I was just kind of, in the military, I'm a corpsman, so, it's like, if someone's going to get hurt, I'm a first responder here on site. So I was just waiting if anything was going to happen. Heard a car crash on a Gore Road, and then they came on the intersection of Gore and Lakeview, and I heard the shots fired. Proceeded to told civilians to get down, stay in the cars. Cautiously approached the scene. I shot at one of the deputies, I announced myself in Navy Corpsman, do you guys need any assistance medically? Are you guys okay? They said no. The guy you shot, or the guy that was shot, or the guy in the vehicle right there. So I didn't want to infer that they shot him, but the guy that was in the car of the vehicle, is he okay? I was like, they said to look at me, was fine. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to let EMT or paramedic.
Okay. Okay. Now, about how many shots do you think you heard?
I heard 5 or 6 rounds go off.
Okay. And about how long or how much time did the whole thing take to happen? I mean, from the time you noticed the vehicle revving, hitting you to the to going over.
Short. It was like 15 minutes.
The whole time?
The whole time.
Okay.
From that point to him getting shot at, it was 15 minutes. It was very quick.
Okay. Now, how much time passed when you first went past you and then you saw the deputies involved?
Like I said, within that 15 minutes from me getting hit to him getting shot, that first time he almost hit me, maybe like 3 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
3 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
And the rest of the time they were chasing him around.
Within the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the black Suburban, you believe that person was calling 911?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, okay. And were there any other people or people working in the businesses out and about when this was going on? Other people?
No, the ones that had the greatest point of view was that they could see anything was people in the movie theaters, because the box office is right there, and also the concession stand faces Lakeview and also Aurora Road.
Okay.
And they actually could see the cops enter right there at the south side of the center. So they could see it better.
Do you know if there? Do you remember seeing anybody working in the concession area?
Yeah,
there?
There were people there.
Okay. Okay.
And then also, I guess another person would have another good vantage point was the liquor store on the north side of the center.
Okay.
Yeah,
I believe we talked to that gentleman. I'm just trying to get a feel for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was there anybody else in the car with the person that was carrying you?
No, just him.
Just him?
Just him.
Okay. And you described it as kind of like a gray Acura Integra?
Yeah.
Was there any other unique markings to it or anything like that?
No, just like it was just a shoddy paint job, like he had tried painting it himself, like it wasn't finished, like there was looked like it was just primer and stuff.
Okay.
Primer and like other paint just looked really, unkept.
Okay.
Spoiler, lowered. Yeah.
Okay. And you commented earlier that you felt it was somewhat out of place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just, I've been with my patient the past 2008. I know that the type of driver on there.
Okay.
Audis, Mercedes, all the high class.
Okay.
So.
Now, you're in the Navy, and then you also, you said you have a
patient. I'm a reservist, yeah.
Okay, so as a patient, what do you care for elderly?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And nurse tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So you're somewhat familiar with that area? I mean, you're describing the streets and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've been working there since 2008. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you see the vehicle leave the parking lot and then travel on Aurora Road?
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of describe that?
When he first came on, I didn't see, but I assumed he'd come from Lakeview, coming in the south side of the center. And then when he left, but it kind of curves around, and then he went northwest onto Aurora Road.
Okay. Was he driving, I don't know if the words are not, but,
right.
but was he driving
erratically, very fast? It just like, when I first saw him with no deputies, I was like, why are you driving so fast? Why are you, what's the purpose of you driving 60 out of this parking lot kind of deal? It just seemed very strange. Kind of describe more to kind of help you out. It looked like he was kind of fishing around too, like he was looking for something or looking out for something. Very,
When you say looking, what do you mean? Was he?
He was very shifty.
Was he physically moving his
yeah.
He was versus someone looking straight ahead, paying attention to driving. He was moving his head.
He was moving his head a lot.
Okay.
Very shifty, looking around. Like I said, looking out for something or looking out for someone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you didn't notice the him come in the parking lot before you heard the revving, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the revving was about? I mean, was it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe just him coming. It could either have been him coming in fast from the street, or because right there at the south side of the entrance to the center, it kind of, it's a high dip. I mean, it dips low. So like right when he, I'm assuming it's probably a stick shift. I don't know, but that kind of car. Maybe he was just trying to catch the deer.
Okay, so it could have been just an inadvertent type thing? Okay. Okay. Anything else about that particular part of the night that you think is important that we should know?
Not that I know of. I'm sorry. Just the fact that, like, just to kind of recap, it was very out of place for him to be there. Very shifty. Driving like a maniac.
When you say when you were talking maniac, you're talking in essence unsafe, right?
Yeah. He was totally unsafe.
Did fast, close to people, things of that nature?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, there was kids around, you know, coming in and out of the restaurant and also the pizza place next door. You know. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And anything else you think is important to
know? Not that I tried to give you everything I could.
Okay. Now, I'm going to just ask a couple more quick questions. When you were up, you indicate you heard the crash, and then you heard the shots, and you went up to see if the deputies needed any type of, you needed help render any medical assistance. Did you kind of describe, or what was the suspect, or what was the driver doing at that time?
He was moaning a lot, moaning and groaning, but not, like, deathly, like, you know. And I've seen it. You know, from what I saw, from, you know, because the lights are going off, it's kind of dark. Like, he was just moaning and groaning. That was about it. And then it's spectacular that I was concerned. That's something that he could live with, kind of deal and wait, you know, 15 minutes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All righty. Now, you indicate, though, the first time you passed, it was pretty darn close.
Yeah.
Within,
yes, sir.
Probably within,
inches.
Yeah, within inches of you at a pretty high rate of speed.
Mm-hmm.
How close and how fast was the second one?
The second one wasn't as fast. Just because there's all these cars in the way. So he's probably going like 30, you know, by me.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay. But still relatively close, or had you moved?
Well, I had moved closer to the car, you know, but he was already maybe more feet rather than inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think then, like, because when the deputies were chasing him, he was trying to be cautious not to hit anything to hinder him driving.
Okay.
So yeah, his driving changed a little bit, but he was definitely trying to get out of there.
Okay. And he did, as he passed for the second time, make some type of unusual glance at you?
Yeah, just kind of like, you know, you're effing with me, man. Like,
okay.
You know, but yeah.
Okay. I can answer the question, but I have to ask it anyway. Do you have any hearing or vision problems that would have prevented you from accurately hearing what you heard or seeing what you saw? Okay.
20/20 vision.
Okay, and you were working, so I take it that you weren't on any type of, like, pain medicines or anything like that? Okay.
No, on duty, so. And I don't do drugs.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of times we have to ask. I don't really need to ask you because you're, you know, in full uniform, and I trust that you're being honest, but I just have to cover it.
I totally understand, sir.
Well, I really appreciate you meeting me.
Of course.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, no problem. We'll go wherever it makes it convenient. So I really, really appreciate it. You have my number, right?
Let me get it again.
Okay.
Because I had it on a piece of paper, and then this little one crafted it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Well, you know, I can try to. What I'm going to do, I don't know. I left my cards in my office. I had my jacket there. It was real hot out in Camarillo, so I left it there. If for some reason you think of something that is important, give me a call.
Yes, sir. I put in my packet for Sheriff Deputy, so.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. This is
we're always looking for good people, so. So it's, I've been on 18 years. It's a really good department, and it's a... Nothing is ever boring. There's a lot of places you can work, a lot of things you can do. So we're always looking for good, honest people that want to do their part. So thank you again.
Sir.
All right.
Yeah, you got it, man.
All right. Have a good one. Bye bye. About 13 hours on June 18th, 2013. This concludes an interview between